It is cold outside because before I introduce our next guest, Jim, we just shook her hand. Her hand is freezing.
Yeah. I forget it cold. I get up, the alarm went up at 3:30 this morning and I was like, oh, I do not want to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And then there is that really cold period. I get in the studio. I'm like, oh, it's nice in here.
Yeah.
And then I forget.
No, reality, it's actually freezing. Yeah. Jim, a couple of weeks ago, this woman ran the course, get this, of the Point to Pinnacle half marathon daily. This included 8,890 metres in elevation, which is equivalent to running up Mount Everest. She did it to raise funds and awareness for children's cancer, and she has already raised over $11,500. She joins us live in the studio right now. Please welcome Maryam Dowie.
Thank you guys for having me here. Really appreciate it.
No, Maryam, you are an absolute inspiration. First of all, you are a long distance runner, so this isn't just something you woke up
on. Hobart, she's done it with no training every day.
She didn't just wake up and go, you know, I'm going to have a crack at this daily. Maryam, the idea to summit our very own mountain here in Hobart, Kunnaia, Mount Wellington, where did that come from to do it? Not once, but daily.
For me, Kunnaia or Mount Wellington is very iconic. It's one of my favourite places here in Hobart. And the reason behind why I chose to do the Point to Pinnacle 7 times, for me, I needed to challenge myself. And I also wanted to represent what childhood cancer means for families. The challenge in itself for me to run the course 7 times does not compare to what families and the children have to go through with childhood cancer or any other childhood illness. It's really, really hard. Running is a platform and I needed to do something that would stand out and that would attract people into actually raising awareness for the cause and funds.
Absolutely.
So that's why, something to stand out from, not a typical run or...
Well, you've certainly stood out. Yeah. I mean, how you've stood out.
I mean, we were going to chat to you last week, so we've been chatting to friends about this, and the Point to Pinnacle is very iconic. A lot of people have done that, have challenged themselves. And again, for you to do it 7 times, that has blown people away. And again, like so many people do runs for charities, and look, I'm all for that. I love any money being raised for a great cause, but... Again, you've raised over $11,000 now. And again, people can still donate, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. So the foundation that I was raising funds for is called the Tim Blair Run for Kids Foundation. So it's a Tasmanian non-for-profit organisation that raises funds and awareness for all childhood illnesses, including childhood cancer. The money raised goes into financially assisting families going through treatment, as well as research and assisting hospitals with equipment. So already the funds that we've raised have gone towards a family up in Launceston, which is great. And we're actually making a few deposits for the Royal and the Paediatric Ward to get some equipment.
So, amazing. Maryam, let's talk about the impact on your body running this thing 7 days in a row.
Yeah.
At what point did you go, oh, okay, this is going to hurt? Was it after day one or was it halfway through or was it near the end that the body was really feeling it?
Every day I think there were peaks and, you know, I'd have thoughts of, oh, I have to run up the mountain, especially when I first wake up. But the actual run in itself was really good. It was quite odd. I thought that I'd get really sore and tired towards each day, but it was the opposite.
Right.
I was actually more in tune and I felt lighter on my feet.
So what time would you start each day and what time would you finish?
I would start at 8:30.
Wow, okay,
get up to the pinnacle around 10:30 or so. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And would someone drive you back down or would you run down?
I was very grateful, very lucky. When I was planning on doing this run, I was like, oh, who's going to, how am I going to get back down? I don't want to burden people by asking them for lifts. It's not really practical.
Mm.
And then during a training run, I saw a bus stop and it had a timetable for the Kunnaia Explorer bus. And then I got in contact with them. So I thought that maybe I can book a few time slots so that at least I knew I had a lift back down.
Mm.
And I told them what I was doing and they're like, oh, we'll give you a free lift. And that was amazing. So each run I'd finish, catch the bus. So it's a tour bus. A lot of tourists would come from the mainland and they'd give us like the bus driver would give us a little tour of Hobart and Mount Wellington, and it was really nice. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Mm. Right. Can I ask you as well, doing this run, you're just talking about, like, you know, I guess you surprised yourself and how you were doing it every day, 7 days.
Yeah.
Was it also because this time you were doing something very personal and you were raising money for this charity?
Absolutely. I would not run Point to Pinnacle 7 times just for the fun of it. No. What got me out each day was the reason why I was doing this, which was to raise funds and awareness for childhood cancer. I'm a registered nurse, so I've directly seen the effect it's had on families.
Sure.
And I've looked after patients with childhood cancer, and I've also looked after patients who have passed from childhood cancer. And during the really rough or the hard parts of the run, especially from the springs up to the pinnacle, the only thing that got me through was actually remembering the patients that I've looked after in the past. I'd feel like as if they were with me. And yeah, it's hard. Cancer is horrible at any age, but to witness children going through it, it's very, very tricky.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, what a fantastic motivation. A huge round of applause for you, Miriam. Miriam Dowie, of course, ran every single day the Point to Pinnacle, over $11,500 raised. You can still donate www.timblairrunforkids.org.
We'll put a link up on our Facebook page
that
now.
That'd be great.
Hit Run Report in Hobart. Nathan will chuck something up on our Instagram as well, at Jimmy and Nath. So we do encourage you. You can donate all year round as well,
absolutely,
can't you?
Absolutely. It's always open.
Awesome. Yeah. Miriam, thank you so much for joining us, and no worries. Congratulations.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.